Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. I wanted to give an extra special woof woof to Annalise today, since I know that she's hard at work training to be a detective by joining Sniffy and I on all of our adventures. I just love hearing from the junior detectives who listen to this show. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Snoop, the top-notch dog detective here in Pflugerville. Joining me as always is Sniffy, my pup in training turned full-fledged dog detective partner. Together, we solve the mysteries here on Bark Street. Today was such a quiet day, and now, as the sun has set, it's time to get ready to bed. I, for one, love bedtime. To curl up in my doggy bed under a nice warm blanket after having a cuppa. That's the life.
But I'm not ready for bed, Snoop.
Sniffy, it's already so late out. The sun has set, the stars and moon have risen. It's important to get sleep to revitalize your energy and mental capacity.
But I still have a lot of energy.
That you do, that you do.
Oh, fine. I'll start getting ready for bed too. But just know I'm not happy about it. Today was a fun day. We went on 3 walks, played in the dog park with a frisbee, ate a lot of yummy treats.
And you're not tired after all of that?
Nope.
Once you've reached my age, you'll understand. Now, I've got to have my cuppa, and then I'll brush my teeth, read a few pages from my book, do a sleepy time meditation, and then curl up into a ball and fall asleep. What's your nighttime ritual?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I have one. I was just gonna plop down right here on the carpet on the back. I like sleeping with my paws up in the air.
You're one of a kind, Sniffy.
Thank you.
You've got to learn to wind down. It's important to have a schedule.
I'm really impressed you can brush your own teeth. Whenever the schlubs brush my teeth, I get quite rambunctious.
Never forget about dental hygiene.
What's hygiene mean again?
Oh, Sniffy. My dear sweet Sniffy. I'll answer that tomorrow. I'm knackered.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll go to sleep too. Yes! Saved by the bow tie phone!
Oh, just as I was getting into bed. Typical.
Crime never sleeps, Snoop.
No, it does not. Late night call, Freckles. What do we have this time?
Good evening to you, Snoop.
Is this case going to take us on a great adventure?
It very well might. We've received reports of an eerie glow emanating from somewhere on Bark Street.
An eerie glow? Ooh, spooky.
Lots of things glow in the dark, especially at night. I'm sure it's nothing.
No, this isn't nothing. This is something. I said an eerie glow, Snoop. That requires investigating.
Come on, Snoop. When have you ever said no to a case?
Maybe he's no longer the top-notch dog detective in town. Maybe that title belongs to someone else. Someone willing to get out of bed and investigate an eerie glow.
I'm awake, aren't I? Let's stop with the absolutely ridiculous statements. Where have residents been saying they've seen this eerie glow?
That's just it. We don't know. The eerie glow has moved around and no one can find it. Sort of like the end of a rainbow. It's always out of reach.
Well, luckily for the residents of Bark Street, I'm not tired at all, and I'm ready to find this eerie glow.
That's the spirit, Sniffy. You really have proven yourself to the agency. Maybe it's time you get a trainee of your own.
Really?
I say, really?
We'll talk after you figure out what the eerie glow in the dark is, okay? Great.
I also have something to... Every time...
All right, Snoop, time to change out of your jammies and go outside. We have an eerie glow to find.
Sometimes a dog detective just wants to have a nap. But thank you for reminding me that crime does, in fact, never sleep. We must always remain vigilant and prepared. Toot sweet, my dear mate.
Dog detectives at it again.
Ooh, I must say, it's quite chilly out here tonight.
I like the cold. It makes my fur feel even more cozy. Now, where is this eerie glow?
I'm not sure you can sniff a glow, Sniffy.
You're right, but it was worth a try.
Do you see anything out there?
It's awfully light out tonight. Lots of stars, and the moon is full. I definitely don't see anything glowing.
Yes, it shall be hard to see an eerie glow with all these lights on Bark Street. What is it?
Oh, sorry. I just accidentally stepped on my paw with my other paw. I thought it might be a ghost.
Oh, here we go again. What have I told you about ghosts?
That they are real and totally possible.
Sniffy. Ghost!
Nope, just Poot.
See, you do believe in ghosts, Snoop.
I said gosh, not ghost. But that's neither here nor there. What are you doing here, Poot?
Freckles gave Poot a call and told me about this eerie glow. She said we need the whole team on it. I said Poot's on it.
Have you seen anything eerie or glowy yet?
Poot has not, but Poot wants to find the eerie glow.
Me too.
The energy of these young'uns. I can't.
If you want to go to sleep, Poot and I can take it from here.
I can cover the grounds, Sniffy the skies.
I can't fly, Poot.
No, I'm not going to sleep. I'm on the case as well. Poot, continue searching the underground tunnels. The eerie glow could be coming from a source underground. Sniffy and I will search the park and all of Bark Street. Report back to the park's fountain if you find anything.
Poot's on it.
Now, where would an eerie glow be?
Great question, Sniffy. I like this train of thought. Perhaps somewhere in the sky? Freckles did say it kept moving about like the end of a rainbow.
What's at the end of a rainbow?
That's a question for another day and another episode.
Look! Yonder! A glow! Follow me!
Well done, Sniffy!
That was so easy. I'm impressed by me. I didn't even use my super sniff.
Sniffy, these are just Halloween decorations outside Wiggles' house. Glowing jack-o'-lanterns and a ghostly figure with a crisp white sheet.
Could this be the eerie glow?
No. While these decorations are quite eerie, the glow isn't strong enough. Plus, these decorations are stationary.
You're so smart, Snoop.
I was waiting for you to say that. It was getting quite late in the episode and I hadn't heard it yet. No, this isn't the eerie glow, but it might have something to do with the spooky season we're in.
The spirits are out and about.
No, I just mean maybe some human or animal wanted to have a little spooky fun and is up to no good. If only it was a little bit darker out so we could see this glow.
I know what to do. Follow me.
I hope this is a good idea.
I always have good ideas.
Debatable.
Here we are.
Sniffy, I say, what are you doing?
Turning off all the power to Bark Street. Then it'll be so dark, we'll be able to spot the glow.
Sniffy, no, wait!
Oops.
Sniffy decided to turn off all the power and electricity to Bark Street. That's probably not going to go over well. I can't even see 2 feet in front of me anymore. Let's take a break while I figure out how to turn the lights back on.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're back and still in the dark. It's so pitch black out here now, I can't even find the street electrical box. Hopefully no one will notice the power's been turned off.
Ouch! Snoop, you just stepped on my tail!
Sorry, lad, I just cannot see a thing.
Sorry for turning off all the lights on Bark Street. I thought it would help.
I understand, Sniffy. You had good intentions. I think I found the electrical box. Now, which lever was it?
Snoop, wait! Look! The eerie glow!
By Jove, there it is. Truly eerie. And quite a distance away.
It's past the pet store, behind the country club, and all the way down on the other end of the street.
Remember that, Sniffy, for I am turning the power back on.
Do you think the eerie glow will move?
Perhaps. But we can't leave Bark Street in the dark. Much better. I like the way you are thinking, Sniffy. Turning out the lights proves that whatever we're dealing with is not connected to electricity. This is something else.
Aliens?
First ghost, now aliens.
I'm a believer.
Let's hurry over to where you saw the glow. Come on.
You don't believe in aliens either, Snoop?
Well, if I'm being frank...
Your name is Snoop, though.
I do think extraterrestrial beings could exist. The science is certainly there. But do I believe aliens are responsible for this eerie glow? No.
If it's aliens, you owe me an extra dog treat.
Oh, fine.
Look, the eerie glow. It's there. Just beyond this really tall fence. I can see the glow in the dark over the top, but nothing else.
Yes. There doesn't seem to be an entrance through the fence. And there's no way we can jump it. It's too tall.
What could be on the other side of this fence?
That, my dear Sniffy, is the question.
I know what's on the other side of the fence, and I know what's causing that eerie glow.
Dan the Worm, what are you doing here, hanging out in the mulch?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm hanging in the mulch, taunting you two dog detectives with my superior worm knowledge.
Now, Dan, please be reasonable. Tell us what's on the other side of the fence.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Is it aliens? Tell me it's aliens.
Nope.
No, it's not aliens, or no, you won't tell me.
No, it's not aliens. And yes, I won't tell you.
Yes, you will tell me, or yes, you won't tell me.
I'm confused now.
Me too.
Yeah, me as well.
Poot has arrived.
Poot, just in time.
Poot's always very punctual. I haven't located any eerie glows underground yet when I heard your voices echoing across the tunnels.
The eerie glow, we found it. It's just on the other side of this really tall fence, but we don't know how to get over it.
Poot always says, why get over something when you can get under it?
I knew you were a valuable asset to our team.
Poot will dig a tunnel under the fence and pop up on the other side. Then I'll investigate and see if there's a way to let you in.
Wait, wait. Don't you just want to keep verbally sparring with me?
Sorry, Dan. You've lost all your power.
So's the life of a worm.
Okay, Poot. It's dig time.
Digging time, I'll go. Ooh! Oh, wow!
What is it, Poot? Is it aliens? A ghost?
Poot's never seen anything like this. She's pooted out.
Poot, is there an entrance or door somewhere in the fence?
Yes, there's a slot with a handle. Here. Come on in and prepare to be pooted.
It's beautiful.
Fireflies, but of course.
Not just any fireflies, multicolor fireflies. There's yellow and green and violet and orange.
Certainly creates an eerie but beautiful glow.
Hoot is mesmerized.
The fireflies must have gathered together and flown about Bark Street before finally settling here in this abandoned junkyard.
I wish I had a light on my butt, too.
Let's call Freckles and tell her the news.
Freckles here. So, what do you have for me? Solve the case?
We did indeed. The eerie glow is, in fact, a glow of fireflies, gathered together, shining brightly in multicoloured lights.
Ah, I see. That makes sense. So nothing sinister at all?
Nope.
It's so pretty, Freckles. You gotta come see this.
Well, I can't. I'm in bed.
Well. You're in bed?
Look, you're the dog detectives. I'm running an agency here. Well done on finding the source of the glow. Another successful case.
Good night, Freckles. That felt good.
What did?
To be the one to hang up on her.
So now what should we do? Do you think the fireflies want to play a game of fetch?
Sniffy, it's far past our bedtime. Time to finally go to sleep. Mysterious eerie glows won't keep me up any longer.
But I'm not tired.
Oh, Sniffy. What a night and what a sight. Despite being way past my bedtime, the work of a dog detective is never over. I'm glad we found out the eerie glow was just a pack of beautiful fireflies living their best lives. For fireflies, night is where they feel most alive. I applaud them because at night I'm very sleepy. Well, time for bed. If you've enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Always be investigating. But also, don't forget to go to sleep. Sleep is important. Did you hear that? Now, go to sleep. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
Food is an important part of our lives. Not only do we need it to be strong and healthy,
but it can be a way we connect with others, like when you're sitting around the dinner table with friends or family. So what happens when someone commits a food crime? Food crimes are things like sneaking Halloween candy before school with a sibling, or making dessert that only you like, even when the whole family was looking forward to dessert. There are two sides to every story, so when a food crime is committed, we simply have to hear the whole truth. And in the show Food Crimes, you can listen as real kids bring their real stories to the food court. They explain the crime in question and make their case to the judge. So if you'd like to see if justice is served, be sure to listen to Food Crimes wherever you listen to podcasts.